Hey everyone, my name is Austin Thompson and welcome to the Way on Campus podcast. This is your podcast into all things Christ, Christianity, and Clovis Community College related. I am president of the Way on Campus and I want to welcome you to our first official podcast for the weekend. Every once in a while, I'm going to mix it up, do something on the weekend, do something a little unexpected. So today's going to be a shorter edition than the one you'll usually expect. We did a special New Year's Eve edition featuring my friend Mac McLaren. You can check that out in our archives. But today I want to talk to you guys about 2016 because this is the first official podcast of 2016. I think by now many of us have made resolutions including, but not only referring to going to the gym, reading, perhaps picking out a Bible reading plan. It's during these times that we start questioning on day three or four whether we want to commit to them or not. A couple of resolutions I've made are I want to read the McShane Bible Reading Plan, finish the Bible in a year, and I also want to finish a book a month. I was aiming for a book a week, okay? I kind of aimed a little high, but then I realized I'm probably going to just finish a book a month. So, now that we're officially into 2016 and the semester starts on January 11th, there's some questions we got to ask as well. Some questions referring to how are we going to approach this next semester? What does this mean for our lives? And what does Christ call us to as students at Clovis Community College? So, a couple announcements right off the bat before I answer those questions is that our Way Club meetings have changed. We are now meeting twice a week, just like last semester, but the times are now going to be 11:30 to 12:15 in AC 1-141, which is right next to the Tutorial Center. And also, we will be meeting Friday mornings 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. We're going to meet right outside AC 1-141. If the room is available to us, we will study in there. But if it is not, then we will find another place. But the goal is for you to meet us out there so we can find a spot. So now, going into answering some questions, how are we supposed to approach 2016. I may have screwed that up earlier in the podcast, but don't mind me. I'm still getting the hang of this. So, now that it's 2016, and the semester starts in about a week, let's just face it, we probably didn't try as hard as we could have last semester. If you did and you managed to get that 4.0 you were aiming for, congratulations. Keep doing that in the Lord because you're giving a good representation of us at the college. But if you're like me, you wish you would have gotten up for a couple more classes and hadn't delayed things or been a procrastinator. There's some reminders for us of why not to procrastinate found in the Bible. In the book of Proverbs, it refers to a person called the sluggard. Now, this person wasn't in Clovis Community College, but this person was the kind of person who delayed things, procrastinated, didn't see any value in doing the work in the moment, and instead decided to hold things off. It says in Proverbs that the sluggard turns in his bed, that he basically only cares about his own rest, his own time, and his own possessions. It also says elsewhere in Scripture that the principle of don't work, don't eat also applies. So for those of us who are students, we are called as Christians to work hard in the things we are doing because what we are doing also represents Christ to the world. Jesus said this in the Gospel of John. He said that the way we love each other is a demonstration to the world of the way God loves us. But he also says in the Sermon on the Mount, he also said to let our light shine before others that they may see our good works and give glory to our Father who is in heaven. Now, why is this important? Well, it's important because we are, by just calling ourselves Christians, lights in the world. And if we genuinely are Christians, then we are genuinely the light. So when you are claiming to be a Christian, people are going to hold you to a certain standard, in a sense. They're going to be looking at you as the example of who Christ is. So when they see us, when they see people like me who didn't go to class at times last semester, they're going to look at us and go, look at that person who claims to be a Christian and who isn't giving 100%. And that is something I am convicted of and something I am repenting of this semester. And I am encouraging you, if you feel like you did not give 100% last semester, to do so. Because when people look at us, they see Christ. And if we represent Christ poorly, they're going to think that the Savior we serve isn't real, or that the Savior we serve is lazy. So that's my encouragement to you guys this semester, and one of them. The next thing, though, is not just our attitude with how we are going to apply our schoolwork, but also just the fact that the way we treat our teachers this semester should not be like the guy in the movie God's Not Dead. Now, if you've never seen this movie, it came out a couple of years ago and was quite what they call a sleeper hit in the movie theaters. It racked up about $40 million. I think it was domestic total. I'm not sure it was released in other countries. But this movie has this Christian student who goes to a class with an atheist professor and is basically told on day one to renounce, renounce a belief in God and admit that a belief in God isn't rational. What ends up happening is he denies, he doesn't do what the professor wants him to do. And so as a result, he basically has a series of debates with his professor in front of the class during class period. Now, the problem I see with this movie isn't that it's a Christian movie wanting to communicate the gospel and wanting to show people what a Christian looks like. My problem is that it can kind of give us this idea as Christian students that we should somehow interrupt our entire classroom the moment our professor says something we disagree with. And this is why it's important, because in order to be considered a light, you have to be in the midst of darkness in order to stand out as the light. So as a Christian, you're going to be in classrooms with people who disagree with you and who have different worldviews. Me being president of the Way on Campus, it means that when I participate in student functions, I may not agree with every function every group's participating in. But you know what? I am called to love people. I am called to represent Christ. I am called to not back down when asked about the gospel. But this doesn't mean I go in taking control of everything or wanting to exercise dominance. So that's kind of my problem with God's Not Dead, is it can give this impression that we have to go to extreme lengths to be able to preach our message in classrooms, when really it's communicated through three things. First, us showing up to class and listening to our professors. See, you need to show honor to whom honor is owed, according to the book of 1 Peter. And our teachers deserve honor because these are people who are credentialed, who have a right by the state and really by the U.S. government to teach us on the subjects they are trained in. And so when we decide to not listen but to try to speak over them or try to say, basically this, when we interrupt them in the classroom, we're kind of saying, Professor, you know what, I disagree with you. What I have to say is more important. As a Christian, I think your atheism is bogus. That's not a way we are called to communicate ourselves to the world as Christians. So the three things are this: you show up to class, you listen to your professor. Two, you do the work that's required of you. This is something I'm taking to heart too, so don't look at it like I'm looking down on anybody. We got to do the work that's required of us and not complain. It says this in the book of Philippians chapter 2. Do not do all things without grumbling or complaining. We need to be careful of this and to speak well. If our professor's doing well, of course, speak well of them. And if we don't feel like they're doing the best job, well, do the best job you can. If you have a problem with your professor, go to your professor. But we have to recognize we're representing Christ to the student body. And this is why it's so important that we do it. The next thing, or the third thing really, is interacting with the students in our classrooms. So do the work, show up to class, respect your professor, listen to your professor, and if they encourage dialogue, yes, get involved in dialogue, but don't try to take over the classroom. So then the third thing basically has to do with your relationships with the students. You have an opportunity every time you're in a classroom to interact with people who think differently than you. Now, instead of feeling intimidated by this, my encouragement to you is if you even if you don't feel like you have many answers or you can't phrase a response in the way that sounds most intelligent, what you can do is listen. So my encouragement to you is to listen to the students around you. If you have the opportunity to ask them what their worldview is, ask them what they think about who God is, ask them what they think about Christ, ask them what they think happens after you die. Basically, I encourage you to do what this guy named Francis Schaeffer did, which was he listened to people and kind of put together what their worldview was. And then when the time came, he responded with the good news of the gospel. But my encouragement to you is if you don't feel like you have the words, do the best thing you can do and listen. But by no means compromise your faith. Don't go to events or to parties or to things that have drugs or can expose you to things that are not godly and can turn you away from Christ, or at the very least lead you into sin that you shouldn't fall into. So that's my encouragement to you for this semester, is to go into that with that attitude of, you know, when I'm going to school, what should my mindset be? Your mindset should be that you want to glorify God. Your mindset should be that you want to love and impact the students that are around you. Your goal should be that you want to be a good example to the teachers who are teaching you these classes. And you got to show up to class. And that means that even when you don't feel like it, you got to get up and still do it, because your feelings are not the indicator for what you should do. Christ and what he calls us to do is the indicator for what we should do. So as I close this special Sunday edition broadcast, I want to read to you guys a few passages of scripture. So, first of all, let me find Philippians chapter 2. This is the part of the broadcast usually people cut out, but I turn to it anyways. While I'm turning there, I actually want to tell you guys a couple things about our Tuesday and Friday studies. So our Tuesday studies go through the Gospel of John, and our Friday studies go through the book of Romans. So feel free to pop in at any time. We'll have food, we'll have pizza, donuts, whatever we can bring at the time, And yeah, we study scripture together and we discuss. So anyways, here it is, Philippians chapter 2. And this is an encouragement from the Apostle Paul of our actions, not just towards other Christians, but really what our mindset should be at all times. So this is Philippians 2, 5 through 11. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. It also says in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 that we should always do what is most profitable basically in the sight of God and man. Always seek to do the noble thing and to honor people and to not make people stumble. So humility, that's the mindset we're called to have. Have the humility just like Christ. Later this week, I'll have another podcast that will be a little more lengthy, a little more in-depth. My hope in the future is to be able to review music, review movies, talk about what's going on in the student body. But for now, this is my encouragement going into this next semester. Have the same mindset as Christ. Do the best that you can. Build those relationships that you have, those precious opportunities that come to you every day. And until next time, I'm Austin Thompson, and thank you for listening to The Way on Campus.